Newscaster Carl Castle, a signature voice of NPR who brought his gravitas to Morning Edition and later his wit to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, has died. He was 84. NPR said Castle died Tuesday from complications from Alzheimer's disease in Potomac, Maryland. He retired fully in 2014. His radio career spanned half a century. He was a newscaster for 30 years on Morning Edition until 2009. Castle then became the official judge and scorekeeper of the Chicago-based show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in 1998. He left his voice on hundreds of answering machines as part of that show's prize. We spoke with him in November of 2009 when he decided to step down from doing morning newscasts at NPR. I asked him how he reached that decision.
Well, the opportunity came along, and I took it. It's something that had been under discussion for a while. I thought that after 30 years of getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning to do newscasts was about enough, and if I could find something that would be real interesting and could be inspiring, I would like to move along and do that and let somebody else take over getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Charles Osgood once told me that you never get used to getting up at that hour. You just get used to feeling lousy. Was that the case for you?
I think for Charlie that would be pretty good. Yeah, I think that's the case for most people. But, you know, even before NPR, I got up early in the morning to open up a radio station in my hometown, to sign on a station in Alexandria, Virginia. And each time I was doing the morning show, I was not getting up at 1 o'clock. I was getting up, say, around 4 or 4:30 to get into work. And this 1 o'clock was really a big step backward along the clock, so to speak. But after a while, I did get used to it. And now people ask me, when do I sleep? And I just jokingly say, well, I consider sleep kind of overrated, don't you? It's a waste of time. But what I have done over the years, and this goes back way back when my son was with us before he left home and got married, and he was growing up in grade school and into high school, I would go home and take a nap about three and a half hours in the afternoon, and it would give me a chance to be with him and my wife in the evening, maybe go out for dinner, take in a movie or something like that. And then I'd go to bed again around 9:30 or 10 and sleep another 3.5 hours. And that was my sleeping. On the weekend, I slept a little bit more, you know.
Right.
I explained this to a doctor in San Francisco once. He was a guest on a TV show, as Bob Edwards and I were that day. I explained to him my schedule, and he was trying to convince me I was a basket case.
Well, a lot of us in this business are shift sleepers, but working in the morning, I mean, that is the prime hour for anyone in radio. That's when you want to work. That's when you want to be on the air.
That's prime time radio. And not only that, but to go in early, there's nobody around but you
right. And
the people you work with. It's quiet, and you can get a lot of things done then.
The phone is not ringing.
That's right.
When I'm interested in you talking a little bit about what commercial radio did for you, because I, like you, made that transition from commercial radio to public radio. It is a completely different world, but it really gives you such an education in all aspects of the medium.
I began when I was in high school, and I would have paid them, you know, to let me work, but right. They paid me. But it was so much fun. It was really fun playing records, reading commercials, reading newscasts, and just joking and talking on the air. And I think getting accustomed to the microphone and audience and how you do things when you're trying to create a picture with words and use the right words, because if you don't use the correct grammar and so forth, your listeners are going to call you and let you know. So it was a training time, I would think, that I think I'm still in training now, because I think I learn something new every day. It's just fascinating to do that.
Did the investment that the audience has in you and the broadcast surprise you when you made the switch to public radio?
Well, I knew that the audience was not that big. Probably our families were about the only people listening. And we didn't have that many people working here at NPR. It was a very, very small staff. But as time went along and the audience began to grow and grow and grow, you really felt a sense of pride in what you were doing and pride in the people you work with. Because here at NPR, we work with some of the best people in the business. And without support staff, which we began to use as time went along, we can do what we're doing now. So working with people and doing it day by day and seeing your program like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me grow and the audience for Morning Edition grow into the most listened to news program on the air in the morning in the United States, you get a feeling of pride about that.
You joined us about a year ago. 2 years ago here in Schenectady for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And the thing that struck me was when you walk out on that stage, the place just goes nuts. And Mo Rocca and Peter Sagal both turned to me and said, that's the case wherever we go. Carl Castle is our rock star. What is that adulation tell you about the impact you have on people's lives?
Well, I think it's more a fact that I've been around for so long, been around longer than Wait, Wait, and I've been a familiar voice and a familiar sound in the morning that people come to think I'm a part of their family. And that's about the best explanation I can give. And for them to come out and see or to hear, maybe see a picture, it's a case of, so that's what he looks like, huh? I'll be darned. Just what I thought. Handsome. Good-looking, athletic, you know, that sort of thing.
Of course. When you seem, when you are out on that stage, that you are genuinely enjoying yourself, that it's just a ball from start to finish.
I've enjoyed 30 years of broadcasting at NPR, even news. And even when you look back at some of the tragedies that you've covered and you think about those later on, I can't say that I enjoy covering those stories, but you have a feeling of accomplishment and you feel proud of what you've done on that day.
Carl Castle speaking to us in November of 2009. He died on Tuesday at the age of 84. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.